On to the president's news conference in the White House Rose Garden today, Mr. Bush expressed confidence in the new Iraqi Prime Minister, Nouri al-Maliki. He cautioned that sacrifice and patience will still be needed, but he was upbeat about recent progress, including the completion of an Iraqi cabinet and the killing of terrorist leader Abu Musab al-Zarqawi. Here's NPR's Don Gagne.
The president took to the Rose Garden, making jokes about jet lag and looking somewhat fatigued, but he was carrying a message of hope, saying the new leaders he had just met are prepared to seize the moment in Iraq, eager to shift the focus from what Americans are doing to what Iraqis are doing. The president said success depends on the Iraqis themselves.
If the Iraqis don't have the will to succeed, they're not going to succeed. We can have all the will we want. You know, I can have all the confidence in the ability for us to, bring people to justice. But if they choose not to make the hard decisions and to implement a plan, they're not going to make it.
Recognizing that there are those who have doubts about Maliki's government, the president said he'd been able to size up the prime minister and his cabinet in person.
That's why I went. In other words, sitting here in America, wondering whether or not, these people got what it takes is, can create uncertainty. I've eliminated that uncertainty. I was able to sit with the man and talk to him. I was also pleased to meet with his cabinet.
On the flight home, President Bush told reporters aboard Air Force One that success in Iraq doesn't mean an end to all violence. And at the Rose Garden event, he elaborated, saying such a standard would give a handful of murderers power to determine success. So what does that mean for American troop levels in Iraq? Commanders there have talked about reducing the current troop level by about 25% by the end of the year. But today, the president would only offer this shorthand version of an answer he's given many times before.
Our policy is stand up, stand down. As the Iraqis stand up, we'll stand down.
The president says he and the prime minister talked about the need to restore Iraq's infrastructure and its economy and about oil production.
We spent a lot of time talking about energy in Iraq. I reminded the government that oil belongs to the Iraqi people. And the government has the responsibility to be good stewards of that valuable asset and valuable resource.
Later in the news conference, the president stressed that he was only offering advice and that allocating resources was their decision, not his. Not all of the questions were about Iraq this morning. The president was also asked about his top aide, Karl Rove, and the 3-year-long CIA leak investigation. Monday, Rove learned he would not face criminal charges. But it is known that in 2003, Rove did talk to journalists about the identity of undercover CIA operative Valerie Plame. Mr. Bush was asked if he approved of Rove's conduct, but spoke instead of the prosecutor's decision.
I obviously, along with others in the White House, took a sigh of relief when he made the decision he made. And now we're going to move forward. And I trust Karl Rove, and he's an integral part of my team.
The president rebuffed an attempt at a follow-up question on Rove, noting that legal proceedings in the CIA leak case are still underway. He was referring to the upcoming trial of another senior White House aide, Louis Libby, who was indicted by the special prosecutor. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.